T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Supreme Court actually ruled on a very narrow timing issue. And it said that two of the three named plaintiffs had filed the lawsuit in time. So we don't get to go straight back down to the trial court. They've actually asked us to take a trip to the Michigan Court of Appeals, where the Michigan Court of Appeals will consider another narrow legal issue. But we see this as a victory. The case was dead, and now it's alive, and we're moving forward. And I just think that this is a perfect opportunity for our elected officials to finally put this black stain of a debacle behind them. It's time for our elected leaders to let citizens have confidence in the Unemployment Insurance Agency again. So I just hope, and to anyone who's listening, this is time to right this wrong, because you're exactly right. This impacted a lot of people, 40,000 people, and they had more than $100 million seized from them. These people, 1,100 of them, had to file for bankruptcy. Hundreds pled guilty to crimes that they didn't commit. So this isn't something that's over for those victims. They're still living with the consequences of this state computer run amok.
Jennifer, I know nothing is ever this easy, but couldn't the state of Michigan could just stop fighting this? Couldn't the governor or the attorney general say, okay, this is a mistake, and just settle this and send people their money without having to sue?
Absolutely, and that's what I think that they should do. Under the former administration, they were, in effect, defending the indefensible for years. And both the governor and the attorney general talked about this case and recognized the suffering of these 40,000 Michiganders during their campaigns. And so I think that this is the ideal opportunity to say, we were wrong. Let's figure out how to fix this, and let's figure out how to stop the suffering.
Okay, so Jennifer, you've said that this is a win, but there's still more fighting to do. How are these 40,000 people, how are they managing right now?
I can't say. I mean, I wish I knew. They're struggling. You know, people had $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 debts assessed against them. Their wages are garnished at 25% every week. So to answer your question, people are struggling right now from a decision that was made way back in 2013. Someone tries to go out and rent an apartment or get a job. They're failing background checks because they've been falsely labeled as fraudsters. So this is continuing to impact many, many, many people. And a lot of them are the kind of people who are the least able to go out and hire an attorney and get help. They were at one of the lowest parts in their lives. They were fired. And then on top of that, they're labeled a criminal. So to answer your question, that's another reason why I hope that the state takes immediate action and stops defending the indefensible.
And just a couple of seconds left, but you've not heard from the state yet to whether or not they have some reaction to this, or whether there might just be some action quickly?
We have not heard.
And Jennifer, real quick, how much would you settle for? Is there an amount that you have in your head?
You know, we really haven't sat down with numbers. I can tell you from an objective basis, I've actually read through the financial reports, and I know that about $100 million was seized. But there are other damages. People, the 1,100 that had to file bankruptcy, they had to go, you know, hire attorneys and pay money and pay filing fees. So it's got to be something more than just returning people's own property to them. There's got to be some recognition that this state-sponsored system hurt people in wide-ranging ways.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.